Throughout this time of year, we hear quite a bit from the prophet Isaiah, and in particular, we hear about this figure, the servant of the Lord, or the suffering servant, which Isaiah kind of details so beautifully, so powerfully. And of course, this is this servant is a prefigurement of Jesus. Yeah, it's pointing us to the Christ. As I was reflecting on this first reading today, I was really struck by the unwavering confidence of this servant in God's providence. It's very clear that he knew he could always rely upon God to provide what he needs. He says, "The Lord has given me a disciple's tongue so that I may know how to reply to the wearied. He provides me with speech. Each morning he wakes me to hear, to listen like a disciple. The Lord has opened my ear." Here he's just this confidence. The Lord's providing everything he needs. What's particularly inspiring about this servant, though, is that his confidence remains as strong even when he's under threat, even when he's afflicted, even when he's suffering. As it goes on, he says, "I offered my back to those who struck me, my cheeks to those who tore at my beard. I did not cover my face against insult and spittle." Why? "Because the Lord comes to my help so that I am untouched by the insults. I know I shall not be shamed. The Lord is coming to my help, so who dare condemn me?" Hear his confidence? Wouldn't you love that confidence in the face of affliction and suffering and persecution? Wouldn't that be great? Unrelenting confidence in the goodness and the faithfulness and the power of God. That's the heart of this servant, yeah? That's the heart of Jesus, of course. So I want to suggest that this is a good disposition for us to adopt in these days as we head into the Triduum, yeah? Let's pray for this confidence. This confidence that God really is that good and that faithful, and that this Holy Week, that God will do a new thing in my heart. God will provide for me. God will break through. God will heal. God will save me. Let's pray for this confidence, huh? Sometimes it's the external situations that's got, you know, in our life that prevent us from being confident like this. Yeah, it's our suffering, it's our struggles, it's our disappointments. But more often, I think it's our internal beliefs that prevent us from having this confidence. Yeah, we just think deep down, we don't think we deserve God to do good stuff in our lives. We just don't believe it. I'm not good enough. I've failed too many times. I'm not worthy. You know, all those stories that play over in our heads, and often they've been there for a long, 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 long time. So perhaps that's the opportunity for us again in these days to pray that God gives us the grace to believe the gospel. That's what we're in these days. We are heading into the heart of the gospel, the Christian message. Yeah, that God is good, God is faithful, and God wants to do beautiful things in our lives despite us, despite our weakness, our failures, our unworthiness. Yeah, that's the gospel. So maybe that's the prayer for us. Lord, help me to believe in the gospel, to have confidence that you will do good things in me, despite me.